draw inward and find alignment, you see. And so we don't think she misses that smelly bathroom, and we don't think she misses the confinement of that, but we are certain that she remembers with every fiber of her being the alignment that she discovered, in part because she had no choice.
Mm. Well, she did, because the other women didn't do the same thing. You know, the other women thought about other things, whereas she only prayed and later studied and learned English, taught herself.
Well, she cannot step back from who she is. And by the no choice, we mean for her to maintain the joy that she had already come to want. Mm-hmm. She had no choice than to withdraw focus from something that did not provide it. In other words, we encourage all of you to reach for better feeling thoughts under far less extreme conditions. And there is, it seems less reason to find the best feeling thought when the thought that you're thinking isn't that awful. But it seems easier to reach, or to at least to want to reach for the best feeling thought when what you have to choose from in your physical realm is not so good. It was a powerful example of mind over matter, a powerful example of focusing. It was a tremendous example of returning to the source of that which is you. It is a tremendous example of being able to accomplish anything against all odds. It's a wonderful example of tuning into who you really are and law of attraction yielding to you the results of your alignment no matter what. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's amazing for me to be part of telling her story and getting to experience that each time I do it, each time I do it. I was wondering if you have another fabulous metaphor for us, like the stream. This is on a separate, on a new branch of the stream.
Pretty good metaphor, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Well, we think the metaphor that has come out of this gathering is the warming up.
Yeah.
In other words, it's a revisiting of the idea of pre-paving. And it really speaks to what we're wanting you to hear these days about the power of thought and about the preparing yourself vibrationally for everything that is to come. And there's something so logical about warming up your body, about stretching before you jump into action. It is an analogy that you easily understand. And so when you apply it to the idea that it is illogical to just jump from one thought to another, that a sort of warming up is a value, and a being sure that you have warmed up before you take action, in other words, lining up the energy and then following through with inspired action, we think that is a wonderful new metaphor that has come out of this, and we are anticipating expanding it still further as we move forward. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. How are you?
Thank you. I'd like to know how to let go and allow.
Well, hopefully you can do it under less extreme conditions. In other words, some jump out of an airplane, they're at 20,000 feet, they have no parachute, and they say, now what? It's easier if you catch it in the early stages, but what is it that you're needing or wanting to let go of?
I want to know about my eyes and vision, clarity. I've had problems since I was 7, and this week I lost my, not really lost my glasses, someone took my glasses. And vision is important, and I don't know why I can't get this clarity. And so there's something to let go of, something to look at or not look at. I'm not sure what it is.
What do you find value from your glasses?
For distance, yes, right now I do. I've missed them.
Why are you clarifying? In other words, would you say that your glasses restore your vision to reasonable ability to see?
Actually, no. Since the surgery, I've had cataract surgery, and the glasses haven't been so comfortable, but they were able to give me the vision that I needed at night to drive or to see, like, for example, these shows, to enjoy things, but then I could take them on and off. But like I say, I've had problems with my eyes all my life and not seeing clearly.
Well, have you been enjoying at all, or did you feel any sort of bump